to jump to this. One last thing on this deal. I'm not telling you not to pray. Keep doing it. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep praying for others. Keep praying for the power of God to touch lives. Keep praying for the Lord to fill people with spiritual wisdom and understanding, revelation, the knowledge of His will. Pray for their well-being. Do those things. But what I want to encourage you is begin to go to the Lord and seek Him for what this. We're co-laborers with Him. We are to lift our voice to Him saying, God, what is it you want to do? When Jesus said, pray like this, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's what He's trying to tell us. Go to Him and bring what He has to say to the situation and then decree a thing. That's why He kept telling His disciples, how long are you going to ask me to do this for you? Daniel. There was a story about this guy named Daniel. I don't know if you know that or not. He had an issue with some lions. Daniel never prayed for the lions to be removed. There was these three boys named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. They never prayed for the fire to go away. There was this another young boy named David, and he had an issue with a giant, and he never prayed for the giant to be removed. You know what old David did? He run headlong into the situation knowing who his God was and what he was created to do and what he was supposed to do in that situation. He didn't ask God to take him away. He went right into it knowing the power and favor of God was on him and would guide his hand and empower his skill set to overcome what was in front of him. Let me put that in just one little old package. Jesus said this, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed and you don't doubt in your heart, you'll say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and it'll be done for you. He didn't say, if you have faith the size of the mustard seed, you'll beg me for 3 or 4 weeks, and I'll finally show up and do it for you. He didn't say that. He said, it's in you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, how are you going to get there? Go to God, get the hearing, get the faith, then release it into your situation. That's what He's called us to do. That's a picture of a person in revival. Fast forward. I got to hurry here. I wish I could really take the time to go through this. Fast forward, Acts chapter 1, Jesus spends 40 days. This is after His resurrection. Spends 40 days, and it says He's talking to them about the kingdom of God, things of the kingdom of God. And then he tells them this. He gives them this command. He says, don't leave Jerusalem. Then there's this word that pops up. Wait. For not many days from hence, you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And so this word wait, we often think of waiting on the Lord as being in a position of just doing nothing but praying about continually about that situation and waiting and just doing nothing. What I want us to get as Christians is that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That's what the word says. I want you to begin to think about the word wait. I really wish I had the time to get into all this, but I want you to begin to think about the word wait as in terms as you were a waiter in a restaurant. When you have a guest in your home, you wait on them, right? You're cordial with them. Can I get you some tea? Would you like to watch something different on TV? Can I turn the air conditioner down? Would you like me to take that plate for you? Can I get you a plate of food? You're waiting on that person. This life of God is a guest in your house. Yeah, it belongs to Him at this point if He's there. But the problem with us is in our waiting, Jesus said, wait. And by the way, they waited 10 days. They didn't sit around on their hands doing nothing. The first thing they did is they went to the business of the kingdom. Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all the other things will be done for you. Let me paraphrase that, give you a good definition of what's going on. God said this, if you'll be about my business, I'll tend to yours. I'll take care of your business. You'll be about my business, I'll take care of yours. That's what they did. They learned that from him. He said, wait. They went to where they were staying, and they began immediately about the business of the kingdom. They started, they replaced Judas Iscariot. They got another apostle set in. They were doing the things that they were supposed to be doing, and they began to pray because they knew, they saw the secret of Jesus, that his life was a life of prayer, and that when he came away from that time of prayer, stuff happened. So that's what they began to do. Jesus gave them a promise, no different than Samuel speaking over King David, that you are king. He anointed him king right there in that field. 13 years later, he sat on the throne. Jesus said, it's coming. Wait. It doesn't mean do nothing. It means continue to be about the business of the Lord, and he'll take care of your business while you're doing that, and it's going to come. Stand on whatever it is he said until it happens. But while you're standing on it, be waiting, serving, worshiping the Lord with your whole heart every day. Don't let the thing you're waiting on preoccupy your mind and take you out of the service of the Lord. What he said will come to pass. There's no doubt. It took 10 days for those guys. It might take 10 years for you. It might take one day. It might take an hour. It might happen immediately. But I'm just saying, while you're standing on what he has said, it will come to pass. While you're standing on that, continue to wait on the Lord. So here's the problem we have in today's society. We've got the Lord in our house, and instead of us waiting on the Lord, here's what we do. God, will you get up and turn the TV off? That just put me out to have to do that. Lord, would you mind cleaning the kitchen up for me or the dishes in there? That's just a problem for me, and I don't like messes. We're continually, out of our self-centeredness, requesting God to just do for me. Do. We are called to wait on the Lord. And those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, right? They'll walk and not be weary. They'll run. They won't faint. You're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might if you will live a life of service. In so doing, you become desperate for him. Living a life of desperation and humility before the Lord, wanting to serve him, wanting to do. You know, you can think of it in terms like this. There's a dirty plate on the table of the Lord, and he's through with that plate. That's a problem. It's in the way. Lord, we need to move that. Would you like for me to take that and go wash it? Yes, do. Go to him. Find out what you need to do. Find out what you need to do, and then just go do it. Because if he says it, it'll happen. If he's in it, you can't mess it up. But we, on the other hand, oftentimes tend to miss the part of going to him to find out what it is you want to do. We just begin to take the sword of the Spirit, keyword, sword of the Spirit. It belongs to the Holy Spirit, not to you, not to me. We take the sword of the Spirit and we act like old Peter did and we cut a guy's ear off, right? Yeah. But when the Spirit of God uses that sword, it's surgical, like a scalpel. The Word says that the Word of God is alive, and it's quick, and that it's sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide soul and spirit, bone and marrow. It's very sharp. You got to be careful with it. So we'll take this Word right here, and we'll begin to wield it and cut people's limbs off and damage relationships. We got to get to where we're going to the Lord in a state of revival. God, I need you. I can't speak into this situation. I got to have you. Lord, this person's sick. I want to know. I'm desperate to know, Lord. I'm desperate to know what it is you want to say, how you want to release this. What do you want to do here? I know you want to do something. There'll never be a time in your life that you'll ever ask God, God, what do you want to do? And he goes, nothing. Never. He wants to do something in every situation, all the time. Being in a state of revival is being in a place of desperation for God. Until the church gets in that place, revival is not something we can conjure up and make happen. Revival is something that comes down from heaven, and it comes down to those who are desperate for the Lord, willing to wait on him until it happens, begins to break out in their lives. It might take you a month of digging in this Word, of seeking him every day with your whole heart, trying to find out his will for your life. But I'm telling you, it will pay off. Don't stop. Don't quit. Continue to Wait on the Lord. Serve the Lord. Just like a waiter does in a restaurant. Hey, bring him a glass of tea or a plate of pie or something. Bring the Lord the blessings of your life. Serve him and seek him no matter what is going on. And I promise you, you will enter a state that will change the entire environment around you. What the proof of desire is what you pursue. Whatever you desire, you will pursue. There are two things, and I'm closing with this. There's two things on this planet, and there's only two. We're either seeking to build our kingdom or to advance his. That's it. That's the only two options you have. You're either seeking to build your own kingdom or to advance his. One is a state of revival. The other is a state of decay. The proof of desire is in your pursuit. I want to encourage you to advance his kingdom and not build your own. That is the state of revival.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Good word. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobson, from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Jason Wilhelm. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.